Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on Blog Talk Radio. We've been heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners? And to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, Japan, Vietnam, Malaysia, Pakistan, China, Russia, oh my Lord, Europe, London, literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners? And to God be the glory. We want to take a moment to introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this to lead the world into billions of praise nightly right here on Blog Talk Radio. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen. It's just wonderful to be here tonight. We bring you greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My God. God has taken us back similarly to the old church where people thanked him so much. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. People get around you and go, thank you, thank you. I tell you, we must have thanked him 1,000 times. And then the Lord put me on this 1,000-day fast, one that I couldn't get off of until I had fasted about 1,104 days, something like that. And it is true. And wrote a book about it called 1,000 Days of Consecutive Fasting. But I'm going to tell you, during that time, that's when I learned to thank God 1,000 times. It's possible. God showed me. I did it on the plane. It's possible. Thank him 1,000 times. About 15, 20 minutes, you can thank him 1,000 times. Some people are thanking him now 10,000 times a day. Some 3,000, some 2,000, etc. But I just want to challenge you all over the world to give God that much praise with us. We're going to show you how to do it, lead you into doing it, and see that God bless you. Amen. Eucharisteo. That's what I want to say to you. Eucharisteo. What is that, Dr. Johnson? That's a Greek word that means to be grateful. Not just say thank you as repetition or repetitious rhetoric, but it means being grateful from your heart when you say, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you from your heart. It means being appreciative. And being appreciative means feeling indebted. Someone does something wonderful for you like the Lord. You cannot be selfish. You want to appreciate the Lord too. And you want to do something wonderful for the Lord. For example, Jesus hung and bled and died on the cross. And you want to appreciate him so much that you come on this block line to give him 1,000 thank yous. You want to witness for him. You want to tell people about Jesus. Why? Because you appreciate him. You're indebted to him. And that's what we ought to be tonight as we give him 1,000 thank yous. Lord, if we could thank you all day and night, it wouldn't be enough. And that right there, that statement shows that we're indebted, that we're grateful to him. See, don't adopt the theories and the trends of the day. They will lead you into emptiness, into loneliness. You'll become an old lady or old man, mean and hateful. Nobody around you want to be around you because you adopted these trends of the day. They will not last, I'm telling you. Only what you do for Christ will last. And if you become a grateful person, a compassionate person, that's the will of God, and he'll bless you. Amen. So let's be grateful to him tonight as we come to give him 1,000 thank yous. And he will grant you, you know, he said, ask and it shall be given. I'll give you time to make your request known unto him. Why don't you do that tonight? Make your request known unto him, and then we'll come back and pray, and then we'll ask you, if you would, help us thank him 1,000 times. This is for you. Make your request known. About 25 seconds for you. Thank you. Go ahead. Make your request known. Pray and ask him.
Lord, we need your help. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I'll be with us tonight.
Heavenly Father, thank you for every person on the blog line making requests known unto you. Would you grant these requests? Don't let the people get tired. Let them be not weary in well-doing. For in due season they shall reap. It shall come to pass if they faint not. God, you know I'm not a lying prophet. The things, everything that I've told the people, let them see it come to pass and hear of it come to pass. Bring it to pass, Lord, that we might be able to even lift you up higher and glorify you as never before. And the wish that we made here on this earth would come to pass. For you, God, for you, Lord, and you said if I ask you anything in your name, you do it. That the Father may be glorified, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to bring these special requests I've asked of you to pass. Bless these folks on the blog line and their requests. Lord, hear their requests and bring them to pass. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank God. Amen. And let us thank him 1,000 times. Help me if you will.
Amen.
If your line is open, that means that we're trusting you to come with us and to help thank the Lord 1,000 times. At a certain time of this broadcast, we have a part of our platform where we get up. We don't be lazy, and we get up and walk through our houses. God is getting us ready for something. I'm telling you, he's getting us ready for something. If you're hanging there and keep walking through your house, praising the Lord, thanking the Lord, you don't know what the devil's trying to do. The devil might be trying to break in one night, but the Holy Ghost stop him with that resurrection blood of Jesus on your door. You don't know what the devil might be trying to break in and rape somebody, but the Holy Ghost will stop them. You don't know what the Lord may do. Just follow me as I follow Christ. The devil didn't tell me to have you get up and walk through your house and plead the blood of Jesus. That wasn't the devil. That was the Lord. So follow the Lord in the name of Jesus. You'll be blessed. I'm telling you, you'll be blessed. Amen. God's getting us ready for things. Just follow the instructions and you'll be bountifully blessed. All right, let's thank him. Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, L blood. Plead the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Thank you, Dr. John. Thank you. 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 Thank
God will bless you. I mean, in an ultra awesome way.
Johnson, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas. OVERLAND. P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 66225. This is the Bernard Johnson. And when I stand and do this for Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, I'll have you standing right with me. I'm representing the Lord Jesus Christ, but we're representing the Lord Jesus Christ together. And together we stand, and divided we fall. Secondly, I want to ask you to come to Kansas City, Center of the Nation, September the 17th. Come here and make a sacrifice for the Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus was on the earth, people came to see the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we're asking you to do, to make a sacrifice for the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, you made a sacrifice for your daughter, as you made a sacrifice for your son. Let Jesus be as important and treat him that way. Well, he is. He's more important than my daughter, my son. Well, treat him like that. Come here and make a sacrifice for him on September the 17th. We're going to join hands together from all denominations, from all over the world, joining hands together and giving God glory and giving him praise. We're going to pray together. We're going to praise him together. Baptists praising God. Methodists praising God with Church of God in Christ. Church of God in Christ praising God with Catholics. Catholics praising God with Lutherans. Non-denominational praising God with those who are fire baptized. All over. We're praying to the same God. How come we can't pray together? Don't let the devil divide it, but let's come together. It was prophesied that in this last day and time that people are going to come together with a great revival. I don't know what God's trying to do, but I know he told me to bring his people together. Amen. I hope you come. September the 17th. Don't care. Don't let nobody tell you not to come. I don't care who it is. Don't let nobody be your God. If God tells you to come, obey the Lord. Amen. It's kind of like if you had your sister come to town and called you and said, Shirley, I'll be there coming on Friday evening, and I'll be spending the night bringing my family with me, three of us. And if she was coming to see you, whose guest would she be? She would be your guest. Yeah, probably stay in your home. I'm trying to tell you that when they came to town, when Jesus was on this earth, they were his guests. That's why when they were in the field, he asked and got the two fish and five loaves of bread from that little lad. And he fed them all with the two fish and five loaves. Why? They were his guests. They came to see Jesus. I'm trying to tell you, when you come to Jesus, you become his guest. No telling what he might do for you. You might have had cancer for 10 years, but when you're his guest in his house, he's going to do something spectacular for you in the name of Jesus. When you come his guest, I don't care what's happening back home. He may just blow and make everything all right back home. Yeah, you might not have much money, but he may just blow on you and blow a blessing and the chunks fall from heaven on you. See, come as his guest on September the 17th. Amen. How many nights, Dr. Johnson? That one night. Come. If y'all want to stay over the weekend, make it a vacation, stay over the weekend, come to Amazing Grace on Sunday morning. Amen. We're going to have a time. We always have a time. But come that Sunday morning if you want to stay over. But that's a Thursday night, September the 17th. How many nights are we going to have service? That one night, as far as I know, the Lord gave me one night. The 17th of September, that Thursday night, you'll have enough time to get back home for your Sunday service. If you want to go on back home, that's fine. But just be there that Thursday night as we join hands together and pray together. We're brothers and sisters. I don't care what they said in your denomination. We're still brothers and sisters. I don't care what they think. We're still brothers and sisters. And we're praying to the same God. Come on, let's come together and pray together. God told me to get a prayer army together, and we're putting them together. So come on, help us in the name of Jesus. Do a special sacrifice for Jesus on the 17th of September. Amen. That means no matter what comes up, you say, oh, no, I can't do that that night. No, I got to be out of town. Then leave you alone. Just tell them I got to be out of town. Then another thing you got to do, you got to say, I'm coming. That's what, see, that activates heaven for you. When you say, I'm coming, heaven says, she's coming, he's coming. See, whatever you loose on this earth is loose on heaven, in heaven. So you got to loose on earth. You don't say, well, I'm going to try to do it. No, you ain't loosing nothing, but I'm going to try. That's all you loose. But when you say, I'm coming, I'm going there on the 17th, you don't have to say, if the Lord willing, the Lord is willing. If you want to make a sacrifice for him, anytime he's willing, just say, I'm coming there on the 17th, and see what heaven says. Then what happens, then you, with your faith, that faith touches God, and he looses his angels to help you come. But you got to make a faith statement. I'm coming on the 17th, and see what God does for you. It gives him permission to loose his angels to help you. And then people start helping you. People that you didn't even think would help you. Money starts coming to help you come. Because you loosed it on this earth, and it was loosed in heaven. Be here and make a sacrifice for the Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody who knows, the Spirit of God knows that this must be from the Lord, because the devil certainly wouldn't want God's people. He's been trying for centuries to keep God's people apart. Why do you think he would tell me to have you come together regardless of denominations when everything he's tried to do is keep us apart? It's God. It has to be God. There ain't nobody but the Lord, because the devil wouldn't
say
it. The devil's trying to keep us apart in every way he can, because he knows, the devil knows that together we stand and divided we fall. Come on the 16th, and let's stand together. It's God. You know it's God. You know anything about Jesus, you'll know it's God.
Thank
you, Jesus. Come together. Come on in here, the center of the nation, Kansas City. I just wonder, Lord, why would you help me leave Texas and come to Kansas City? He wants to do something from the center of the nation and send it out all over the nation. America's in bad shape, y'all. We in trouble.
Yes, Lord.
God's saying that you break it when God's people come together and start to pray. Oh, my God. One will put 1,000 to flight, 2 10,000. Oh, my God. What is God going to do on the 17th? I don't know, but I know it's going to be something. Oh, here it is. Something spectacular. Spectacular. All right. I want you to come to the block line with the pen and piece of paper, because I'm going to start giving you a number to call. All I need to know is for you to call this number and just say, I'm coming. I got 4 with me coming. I got 2 with me coming. I'm bringing a van load. There's 16 of us. We're coming. But I just need to know, because I don't know what God's going to lead me to do. I might want to entertain, because I'm a man of entertaining. You know, man of hospitality is what I'm trying to say. I'm a man of hospitality. So I don't know, but I need to know how many are coming, though. Just like, you know, come on. Somebody coming to your house and they bringing 5 other people with them, you would appreciate knowing. You'd be saying, Shirley, I know you were coming, but why didn't you tell me you had 5 other people coming with you? See, you know, that's common sense. Come on. I'm going to give you a number to the line with the pen and piece of paper. That when I give it to you, you can write it down, and all I need you to do is call and make a reservation. Say, I'm going to come. I'm coming. Look for me and my husband. Look for me and my 2 daughters and my husband, 4 of us, whatever. Look for me and 5 others, whatever. I just need to know that I'm coming. I didn't ask you for any money, no registration fee. No. I just want to get God's people to come together. That's all I'm after, trying to do what God told me to do, trying to get God's people to come together, make a sacrifice to him. Yeah. Amen. God bless you. And I'll be giving you the number, so come to the line with the pen and piece of paper so you can get the number down and make your reservation and loosen on earth so it'll be loosened in heaven. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. We love you. Father, bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Protect their homes. Protect my home. Protect all of our homes. In the name of Jesus. Bind the devil Don't let him come in the back door and trying to kill the people of God. God, let the anointing be on the doorpost. And let their temples be a temple of the Holy Spirit, that the enemy must bow down and worship Jesus because he dared to enter the temple of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for it. In Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Is Lord. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful night. Anybody want to say a word before I go? That's one of the things I try to do, is open the line for anybody who wants to say a word. The line is open to you. Anybody?
Hello.
Speak now. Hello.
Dr.
Go ahead.
Thompson?
Yes.
This is Ambassador-elect Bernita, area code 616. I would like to know if you can give me that scripture reference in Daniel.
Concerning
the tithes.
About the time of the season, the time that it is. Beg your pardon?
In Russian, tithes and all.
Somebody moving on the line, I can't understand you.
The one in reference to tithes and offerings.
Oh, tithes and offerings.
Okay.
One I would suggest you write off is Malachi 8 and 10. Malachi 3, 8, and 10. 3, 8, and 10. 3, 8, 9, 10. And let me look up that one for you in Daniel, where it has reference to that, okay?
Okay,
I'll
well,
get
I can get that from you at another time.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Okay. Well, thank
mm-hmm.
you. God bless
God
you,
bless
too,
all of you.
Brother Johnson and Lady
mm-hmm.
Johnson.
Amen. Let me say this to you all. Some of you were on the prayer line, heard Brother Johnson, my 95-year-old mother, speak this morning. And while she was speaking, she said, I'd look to have been out of here. I don't know why the Lord's keeping me here. And I had opened up what I call the wisdom seminar. And the subject was thinking not strange, beloved, thinking not strange, concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings. And it goes on from there. But rejoice. Listen, did y'all hear her as she expounded on that? And she's steady saying, I don't know why the Lord has me and keeping me here. When, oh, my God, what she said this morning, bless thousands, if not millions, who were listening. There are millions of people who were listening to her. Expound on that. And she's saying, I don't know why God has me here. Oh, my God. Somebody need to call her and encourage her. I'm not trying to hold her here if she want to go on to the Lord. But I want her to realize that the Lord is using her. And then the second thing I want you to realize, search the Bible out. The Lord didn't really, well, he did great things all through the Bible. But most of the time that he used his great servants was in the twilight years of their life. Yeah, they were not in the early years. They were in the twilight years of their life. And God used them. Yeah. Search it out. And see if that's not true. Abraham, the father of many nations in the twilight years, had a baby at 100, his wife 90. All right, but he used them in the twilight years. And so many others, Moses, and all, just so many others, even the disciples. Amen. They were not youngsters, most of them. John Mark was. But you search it out and see. Isaac, and Jacob was not real, real young. He started to be used more when he got older. Check it out and see. Amen. He started to be used more when he got older. So I want to encourage all of you, look for the Lord to do mighty things through your life. Amen. He was just shaping you and molding you before now. But look for him to use you in a mighty way, since he's shaped and molded you now. God bless you. I'm going to let you go for the night. Amen. Remember the 17th. Love you so much. I'm out tonight. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Johnson.
Yes,
This is Jolene Garnett. I was just to remind you. I was trying to remind you. This is the third Wednesday of the shedding, and I don't know whether you still following.
Do y'all mind if I take a few moments here, and let me go to that right now? I've got it here. Amen. We're gonna be on the prayer line all night long. If you don't have that number, let me give it to you. Get your pens ready. But we're gonna have people who are leading prayer. I said leading the prayer all night long. And I want to tell you, I've already started it, but let me tell you what's open right now. 10:30 till 11 is open. Amen. It's going to be so much fun. I even got my little granddaughter, both of Bria and Belia, and they're going to be leading the prayer from, I believe, 10 o'clock to 10:30. It's going to be so much fun. Yeah, Bria is just joined the Marines. She's 18 now. And Malia is 12 years old. So at 10 o'clock at night, they're going to be leading the prayer line, all-night prayer. You better get in there. All I'm asking you simply is that you would lead the prayer 30 minutes, maybe an hour. We got some people leading it an hour, some people 30 minutes. But if you would take time and make a sacrifice for the Lord, He looks at these type of things and sees who really cares for Him. Because, you see, action speaks louder than words. But I got 10:30 to 11. Somebody could take that. And 11:30 to 12.
I'll take it.
Who is that? Give me your
Prophetess
name.
Baker, I'll take it. Prophetess Baker, I'll take from 10:30 to 11.
Thank you, Betty Baker. And I want to thank you so much, Prophetess Baker, for the gifts that you sent to our ministry. Amen. I don't mention things like that a lot, but I just got to thank you for everything you've done. God bless you. All right.
Thank you.
Now we've got 11:30. Let me see. Here we go. We're starting out with Renee Abernathy doing the prayer at 9 o'clock, and yours truly, I'm going to do 1,000 thank yous, leading y'all 1,000 thank yous at 9:30. We got the youth line with Ambassador Jenny Hodges. And 10 o'clock I'm having Bria and Malia. Bostic, yeah. Those are my granddaughters. They're going to lead the prayer from 10 to 10:30. Then Prophetess Baker, you're going to do 10:30 to 11. And 11 o'clock,
yes,
we got Ambassador Prophetess Gail Stith at 11 o'clock, and then 11:30 to 12 is open. Somebody take that. Then 12 p.m. midnight is open to 12:30, and 12:30 p.m. is open to 1. And 1 o'clock, Ambassador-elect LaTanya Williams. Ambassador, she's going to be there from 1 till 2 a.m., 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3:30, 4:30, 5:30. All of those are open. Amen, if any of you want to take them. If you want to go back up a little earlier, 11:30 is open, 11:30 to 12. 12 midnight. Some of y'all ain't going to bed. You know at 11:30. You ain't going to go to bed to 12 or 1 o'clock. You ought to jump in there and grab it real quick. So you got 11:30 is open. You can say, Dr. Johnson, I'll take 11:30. 12 to 12:30 is open. Sister Jolene Garnett,
I'll take it. Sister Jolene Garnett,
yeah.
I'll take 11:30.
All right. Then we got 12 midnight to 12:30. Somebody jump in that. Take that. Amen. Then 12:30 to 1 o'clock. Now, if you know you're not going to be up the wee hours, take that in 12 midnight to 12:30. Make a sacrifice for the Lord. That's what I'm asking y'all to do. Because y'all would make a sacrifice for your brother. Your brother died, and the one who keeps him alive is God, Jehovah. But if he died, you would say, I got to go. I got to go. You make a sacrifice. Somehow get that money to go. Ride the plane and have to stay in the hotel. Making a sacrifice. Make it for Jesus. And we're going to be praying and talking to him and giving him praise all night long. So I'm just asking y'all to make a sacrifice for the Lord. Amen. So 12 midnight, the 12:30 is open. Anybody want that? And then 12:30 to 1 is open. Anybody take that? All right. 2 a.m. to 2:30. 2:30 to 3. 3:30 to 4. 4:30 to 5. 5:30 is open to 6. And I got it at 6 o'clock. Anybody else? Those times are open. All right, God bless you. God told me not to ever beg for him because he's the one who gave you life in the first place. So I'm just asking. Anybody want to feel led to take those times? If not, I'm moving on. All right, God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful night. The Lord bless you and keep you. I'm out. Amen. Bless you.